Hey, podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff from the Eagles joins our Stay the F*** at Home if you're sick movement.
We find out if our Perth bosses are on board.
Harley Breen talks about his new show, Taboo.
And are the old folks of Perth getting it on?
Getting it on.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Shut up! The boy is on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
Bye week for the Eagles. They're fourth on the ladder with 8 wins and 4 losses in Sydney this morning on his week off. Andrew Gaff, g'day, mate.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Gaffy. Hate to sort of live in the past, but let's just briefly look back at last week. There's a real feeling of great disappointment with that loss, not just the loss, but the way it all panned out.
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was one of those games where we felt like we were in charge of the game, even when we were in that first quarter, always a couple of goals down and got back to reasonably level, but from then on it was really disappointing. And so there's a couple of guys through suspension as well, isn't ideal. Yeah. And it's going to be tough without those couple of guys against Essendon in a week and a half, but tough. It's always nice heading into the bye after a win, and we've normally done that pretty well the last few years, but it was tough after Sunday, and obviously think about it a little bit more, and we go back to training tomorrow. And we'll talk about it for most of the day. And yeah, it's the way it goes. You can't always win. But I think the way we lost was pretty disappointing. And Sydney probably played one of the better games of the year. And
sure,
we weren't anywhere near good enough.
Yeah, Buddy Franklin's hard to stop when he's that damn good. And another guy kicking goals down in the pocket there, Papley. But mate, the skipper, you miss the skipper, of course, Hearn, and then Nat Nui. Some really important names coming back over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I think Gov. Jeremy McGovern said after the game that he felt pretty young with the guys in the back line around him without Shannon being there, and you realise how good he is for our team and how much his presence makes everyone a bit taller. And that's the same with when we have Nick Nat out there, and hopefully we have him out there with us as soon as possible. But I mean, I think this time last year we lost 2 or 3 in a row, and we managed to find our way back. So hopefully we don't get to that stage, but we've set ourselves up really well, and if we were told 8-4 heading into the bye, most teams would take it.
Mm. Well, Gaffy, look, you're on holidays and you're still talking to us, and so I think that just proves that you're diligent and you're committed to us.
Professional. Yeah.
And really that's professional. Right. And given that that's the case, we want to set you a bit of a challenge, a bit of homework. Mm-hmm. Should we say, for our show. And I mean, look, I want you to think about it like this. When future generations say, Gaffy, where were you when this huge movement of change took place? You want to be able to say, I was at the forefront of that change.
With a big placard.
Right? And we're giving you that opportunity because, we have got a movement. We're going to change Perth. We're going to get everyone to stay at home if they're sick.
Yes.
Right?
If
you're sick, stay at home because we are sick of everyone else getting sick.
Mm.
Okay? Oh, so, Gaffy, what we want you to do this week is get at least 2 big names to get behind our campaign.
Mm.
Okay,
we
need like a Nick Nat Nui or a...
Oh, that's easy.
You know,
we want Koshy.
Oh, while you're in Sydney, get Koshy. We'd love Koshy. You know, but we want them to be able to say our catchphrase, which is stay at home if you're sick.
Well, that's right, especially in footy clubs as well. We obviously play each weekend and you can't have... You can't afford for one guy to bring his sickness and affect 8 to 10 guys in the whole team leading up to the weekend. So, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, how about the big dog, Gillon McLaughlin from the AFL? I don't know, any big names you can track down, mate.
I'll try to go straight at the top. Yeah.
Okay, the challenge has been set, mate.
Or indeed, Gaffy, any random. Yeah, just do something, son.
Hang on, set him the higher challenge first, and then if he lets us down, then we start barter. Right now, Gaffy, get out there and get us the best.
I'll get cracking today.
Okay. It's a movement, mate. Actually, it's a movement.
Might be a good time to try and win over your old mate, Elliot Yeo, who we've been hammering on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, tough one. Crack.
Good luck, Braddy. And then, of course, after the bye, you get a bit of a break now, and then it's the Bombers back here at home. So I'm sure you're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it'll be good Thursday night. We obviously don't play too many Thursday nights, so it'll be good to make amends. I think they beat us last year over in Perth pretty easily, so it'd be nice to hopefully make it 1-1 and continue our season well.
Beautiful. Well, we look forward to seeing you soon, buddy.
Have a good break.
Good on you guys. Nice. Thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And let's be honest, it's time for a change.
It is.
Oh, we're changing the world one bacteria at a time.
Yes. We've started our campaign, which is it a hashtag? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be up with the kids.
It is a hashtag.
Hashtag stay the home if you are sick. We're obviously, you know, trying to be funny, and but it's a serious topic. We need people to have the confidence that if they're feeling ill, they don't come into work.
Sorry, mate. This one went missing. That's what
thank you. Mean. Thank you.
I was just a little late.
Thank you very much.
And we expressed it on Facebook and said, look, you know, if you're sick, stay home. Stop spreading your germs. And a lot of people fairly said, look, I feel like I can't. My boss doesn't make me feel like I can have time off.
Yes.
My boss is actually a bit of a nasty pasty about it.
Right.
And other people said, can't afford to take the day off. We understand those situations, but there are plenty of people who are not in that situation who still come to work.
Yes.
So I think we need to get management involved. True?
Absolutely.
Management. You've got to go to the top. General Manager Gina, welcome. And Content Director Erica, welcome.
Morning. I'm not sure you guys have ever uttered those words before in your life. We need to get management involved. It's lovely.
A couple of times. No, that was about money.
When there hasn't been coffee beans, we get management involved.
That's true.
Now,
you pick your causes.
You know, to put things in perspective here, Erica, the Content Director, you are our direct boss. And then Gina is your boss and on top of all of us. Now, I've got to say, you have set up such a system here that when we're sick, we don't even text you or call you anymore. We kind of just trust that you're going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
And we just tell the team.
Oh, look, I think it's something that I'm absolutely massively on board with, and it's a shame that it doesn't appear to be that way for a lot of other people. But I've even brought evidence.
Oh, yes.
Written evidence. But this is somebody in the radio station whose name shall remain anonymous, Jim Lawdon. This was Wednesday the 29th of May, and Kimber, if you would like to read out the first line in this email to Tim.
Oh, okay. So Tim has said, look, I'm very sick. I've got a pounding headache. Is it okay if I just log in or what should I do? Erica's return email in giant capital letters.
Yep.
Stay the away with exclamation marks.
Well,
how many
done.
Times do I have to tell you, mate, I don't want anyone else infected. Stay home.
You're not the Messiah. Stay away.
And then she finished it off with hugs and a kiss.
So stay away, but with respect.
And Gina, from a kind of top-end corporate level, what's the sort of message that comes through from that end of the universe?
Well, firstly, I know our team seems to be ridiculously close. So you're big sharers, right? So when anything comes through, it's going around the whole office. So I don't know if we need to address how close the sharers you are, but that's for another time.
Stop hugging, guys. Stop hugging.
Yeah, there was some footage of us in the bath together at Coral Coast, so we're sharing a bit much.
But from a long-term perspective, coming in and being a hero just for the morning to show that you're sick and that you're lugging yourself in, and then one, it extends how long you're sick for, so you're not going to get well as quickly. And also, you're going to possibly spread it around the office, so then it's going to have that knock-on effect. So we really do encourage people just to stay that at home.
And I think that the way that the world's working now with the internet and laptops, if you're not dying but you're just feeling a little bit unwell, you can keep your germs at home and actually not even take a sick day. You can still get a bunch of work done in your pajamas, dog at your feet.
Well, like we're going to do this show from Claire's lounge room. We're getting the connectivity hooked up.
We're actually doing it from my bed. So the moral of the story and the key really is stay the at home if you're sick and stop the knock-on effect as opposed to the knocked-up effect, which is what you've got, Jenny.
We had a lot of that in this building.
Yeah, good to have management on board on the radio station. And of course, that's the message, isn't it? Stay the at home if you're sick.
Absolutely. And so we want to hear from bosses.
Yeah.
Right? We want to hear
everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes, it's our new movement, Stay the Home if you're sick, and Sir Edward Maguire was here in the studio, and he's right on board with it.
He is, isn't he?
It's no good. Don't do it. Stay the football home. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that'll do. That'll
Thank
do.
You very much. At my place, we have a rule, a hard and fast rule.
Yep.
You don't come in. If you come in with a, you know, coughing and spluttering, out the door you go.
Yeah, you know what the loogie.
And if you do it two or three times, you don't come back at all.
And don't.
we want to support the workers too, because the workers are telling us, my boss won't let me take time off. So we're trying to get some of the bosses on board to make this a thing so that more people can take care of their health.
Yeah. And it's not just that they won't let them take time off. It's the fact that you feel that your boss hates you and won't reward you for, you know, if you do take time
people
off.
People are worried about having a black mark against their name.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. But Kelly in High Wycombe, you're a boss and you're on board.
Yes, please stay the F at home.
Hey,
it's so gross. Yes, I had a team member. I work for a small accounting firm just outside of the CBD in Perth. And one of my team members came in the other week coughing and spluttering and just didn't even sound good. Like, you could tell from the moment that she came in the door that she was ill, and we were all politely saying, okay, you know, maybe time to go home and rest, or, you know, just please get out of the office, and insisted on staying. And then one by one, everyone else in the team got sick. So, stay the F at home.
So, Kelly, are you the boss of that firm?
Yes, I'm the manager.
Do you feel like you should have actually said, I'm ordering you to go home in retrospect?
It's a bit of a tough one. Like, I insisted, but at what point do you then pull someone aside and say you need to leave? Like, it's a bit awkward.
Yes, of course.
It's sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's why we're trying to make the movement. That way no one has to feel bad about anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well done, Kelly.
Good on you, Kel. Let's go to Subiaco. G'day, Jake.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, mate. Our little campaign here. Stay the F at home. If you're sick, what do you reckon? You're a boss?
I'm the boss, yeah. Small building company out of Subiaco. And I couldn't agree more. Stay the football at home, I think, to quote Eddie Maguire.
Yes. It was, yes, yeah.
Jake, how do your staff feel? Do they feel that they can easily approach you or drop your text message or a call and say, hey, I'm not okay to come in? They know that you're going to handle that well?
They do now, because previously I've had people come in sick and I've sent them straight home, because you watch the loss of production from one person who then spreads it throughout the office.
Yep.
And it's just, it costs me more money to have them come in and make everyone else sick and less productive than it does for them to be at home recovering. My staff feel comfortable.
Yeah, Jake, I guess I don't know how your business works, but I guess there's some casuals within the building industry, and presumably they don't want to take the day off because they lose the shift, right? They don't get sick days.
Yeah, that's right. But still, the policy remains, if they're sick, they're not working productively and they've got to go home.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, Jake, do you have a period of time you keep people away, or do you just go by what their doctors say?
I beg your pardon?
Is there a period of time that people, do they have a couple of days off generally? Is that when they're at their sickest?
Oh, just provided they're better. So if they're still sick and you can visibly see that they're sick, you know, you ask them the question, you expect honesty from them, and if they're productive, you know, so be it, but you don't want them getting sick again.
Good on you, Jake. Excellent.
Very good. Yeah, and that's the key, isn't it? When Jake's talking about that, you can just see the productivity going downtown. It's not good.
Yeah.
We want to try and make
this
a change.
Going well.
Hashtag, it'll be stay at home if you're sick.
Are we going to go viral?
I think we are. Well, Andrew Gaff's on board. He's on his week off and he's trying to catch some big names for us to see what he can snare as well.
Okay, we should get the Prime Minister.
Oh, okay. You want to give him a quick call?
Yeah,
you guys are mates, aren't you?
Yeah, he loves me.
Call ScoMo now if you can.
Funny, he didn't love me as much.
No, he doesn't like me at all.
No one loves you, Kimber, sorry. Total Tools Tax Time Sale is on now in politics.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Driving under the West Perth subway yesterday, and I saw a giant blue billboard, and it was our mates at Clean Heat. And I thought, hey, they're part of our show.
Oh, they certainly are. WA born and bred, our Clean Heat.
Yep, looking after us. And it is quick and easy to switch online if you want to join Clean Heat and get some of that ongoing value and the rewards that they throw out.
Well, they just make life flow, don't they?
Absolutely. Visit cleanheat.com.au or give them a call on 1321 80 to make the switch today.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
And Harley Breen is a much-loved stand-up comedian, radio and TV host. He's got the job on the new series of Taboo on Channel 10 of injecting humour into those hard-to-talk-about subjects.
We don't know when our end is. One of you could walk out of here tonight and get hit by a bus. All of you could go out of here tonight and get hit by a bus. And then these four Stephen Bradbury, the lot of us.
From Taboo, Harley Breen, how you been?
Yeah, real good. How are you guys?
We're good, Harley. Look, there was a time in comedy when you could just make a joke without having to tiptoe around it and actually preface it as, hey guys, this is just a joke. Have you had to spend too much time around the sensitivity of this series?
No, not really. I've kind of never really concerned myself with what I can and can't talk about. I just talk about what I want to talk about. And if people don't like it, then I'm like, well, I'm probably not for you then. And the same thing goes for Taboo. You know, it's quite a great concept to be involved in, because it really narrows down what you're writing about. And as stand-up comedians, the best thing we can be given is an actual task.
Yes.
It's like, what are you going to write about? Oh, anything. And then you won't write about anything. Whereas, you know, the first episode's terminal illness, and it's like, I've got to write jokes about terminal illness, which sounds ridiculous, but at least there's a focus. I'm like, okay, well, that's what it is. And then, you know, it's a great mechanism, Taboo, because I go away for a whole week with these people. So I've referred to it as method comedy.
Mm.
It's like I'm the Daniel Day-Lewis of Australian comedy.
Same character.
So, mate, explain a little further for the listeners the concept and the idea of Taboo.
So the basic concept is a show in two parts. It's classed as a documentary, and 85% of the show is the documentary footage of our holiday that we spend together, me and four people from some sort of marginalised minority on the fringes of society. And then after that week holiday, I spend about 3 weeks writing stand-up comedy about them and that subject matter, and then I perform it in front of them with their friends and family in the room and a bigger audience.
Right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Guaranteed laughs there. They'll all associate with what's going on, mate. I just want to know, had there been any subject matter that's been tougher than others for you personally?
Yeah. So the four episodes we've got, the first one, terminal illness, then racism, then mental illness, and finally the pilot episode, replayed for physical disability. The hardest was the racism episode. In that one, I go away with four people from four different cultural backgrounds. And the reason that one's the hardest is it's conceivable that I could be diagnosed with a terminal illness or become physically disabled or become mentally ill. Become. Anyway.
Too late, too late, too late, too late.
Already here.
At least you've got terminal honesty.
But I cannot change my cultural background. I can't change where I grew up. I can't change the colour of my skin. And so in that one, it was even more important for me to be really mindful and hear their story and hear their lived experience and let that be fodder for the stand-up comedy, not my opinion. I think that's what happens a lot, especially when it comes to racism and bigotry. We confuse opinion for lived experience.
Mm.
And so you'll have someone going, yeah, but I don't really think Australia's racist. It's like, well, unless you've suffered it, then it's probably not your turn to talk. So sit down and shut up and hear the person's story who's telling you that they're having these experiences.
Mm. Well, Harley, on the other side of that, were there any of the episodes that just thought, oh my God, this is writing itself? Who knew that terminal illness had so much to joke about?
There was absolutely moments in every single episode where it writes itself. For an example, in the mental illness episode, there's one of the participants, Michael, who has non-smoking lung cancer. Great guy, father of two. And then the thing that he wants his wife to do when he dies is so ridiculous. It's so funny. And I don't want to spoil it. I want you to watch tonight. But it basically, it involves his wang. And it is pretty funny.
Okay. Stuffed, bronzed, or sold at a garage sale, you know?
Mate, the reveal will be well worth it for you.
Brilliant.
Hey, Harley, good to catch up, mate. We'll catch you on the telly 8:40 tonight on 10.
Good on you guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth.
Can we get a little bit racy in here?
We certainly can.
Wow.
Clezzy
was really
ask.
It was a really quick cue there, wasn't it? Clezzy was like, as if he'd been waiting all morning.
Got racy at the ready, you know that.
Wouldn't it be great if you were getting, you know, saucy in the boudoir, if you just turned around and Clezzy was there behind the desk ready to give you the right music?
He's very quick.
Yeah. Amp up some Marvin Gaye.
And he's very good too. He wouldn't tell anyone.
It'd be the prime job, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
Look, there's an Albany psychology student who's looking to get up close and personal with the sexual behaviour of residents in aged care homes.
Oh, I bet it goes off.
Yeah.
Edith Cowan, university student Marie Smith, she said, look, it's a bit of a taboo topic. People think that you can't talk about sex in older people.
Which is weird.
Mm. But she's like, I want to know more. So she's going to the aged care, to the facilitators, really, to the carers, and saying, what do you notice when you're here? What do you notice around, what's the kind of conversation you have? Because, you know, sometimes you're with your friends and you make these kind of jokes with a bit of innuendo and things like that. And she wants to know whether that's still happening in the older age group.
My assumption is that it is happening a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, a bit of everything. She says, look, it could be anything from just sitting around reading 50 Shades of Grey, or it could be conversations, or sometimes it's, you know, just the actual actions.
A bit further, you know that, we just know the stats, that women age very well and they generally live longer than men.
Yes, they do.
And in aged care facilities, quite often, there are a lot of single women.
And just one bloke.
And a gentleman comes in. And it's
a very happy bloke.
Let's be honest, it's... The ladies are saying, how sweet fresh meat.
Yeah.
Even if he's 80. Even if he's 80.
They are. I mean, look, maybe this will change generationally as well because, you know, the generation that are elderly now, my grandparents and things like that, they're, you know, they were of an age where they never discussed those
kind of things.
It was very personal. You don't discuss it. Whereas our generation, oh, we're loosey-goosey. So by the time we get to aged care, maybe we would be more open about what's going on.
Quite possible, yeah.
Or do we become more conservative as we get older? I don't know.
I don't know. It fills me with hope. If you're still getting it on after 70 and beyond, great. I mean, it's the best thing we can be. It's free. Free fun. It's good for you. It feels good.
Yes.
Why? Like, we should be promoting more of it.
As long as you've got the defibrillator handy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can imagine you've got, you know, the residents have a lot of time on their hands, don't they? You can't be playing bingo all day. Oh,
not all day.
Legs 11 has a new meeting.
That's right.
Hey.
I mean, Marie Smith, who's this student, who's, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her findings. She does say people often think that old people don't have sex.
Yeah.
Now, I would suggest that people in their 20s don't think that old people have sex, because certainly my partner T and me, we have planned for a time when I have the shakes and she can't get up the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we going to, you know, do this?
Oh, those kind of shakes. Yeah.
Yeah, how are we going to negotiate it?
Good. Long may it continue.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very nice. And I'll always be there ready with the music for you guys.
Good on you, brother.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Great song, but makes it kind of hard to go from shake your booty to like radioactive material. But we'll give it a go.
Is it? Give it a go.
Yeah, go on, Kimber.
I have not seen this show yet, but it is getting so much attention it cannot be ignored. It is HBO's Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's now the top ranked TV show of all time on IMDb.
Wow.
And it's available to stream on Foxtel now.
A just world is a sane world. There was nothing sane about Chernobyl.
I'm pleased to report that the situation in Chernobyl is stable. In terms of radiation, I'm told it's the equivalent of a chest X-ray.
You are dealing with something that has never occurred on this planet before.
Yeah, heavy.
Chernobyl, yeah. It dramatises the story of the massive explosion, obviously, of a nuclear power plant in the Ukraine back in 1986. And the released radioactive material and what happened afterwards. Mm. And the series has been shot on location in Ukraine and also partly a decommissioned nuclear power plant in Lithuania.
Yes.
And apparently the series is brilliant. Everybody who has seen it keeps saying to me, have you seen that yet? But it's on Foxtel and so I haven't checked it out yet. But also due to the show's popularity, Chernobyl is now an Instagram hotspot.
Ah.
So people are travelling there to get that perfect filtered photo.
No. Oh, the filter would be all the radioactive dust still in there. Yeah,
honestly,
it?
Like, it's like we've just lost touch with humanity.
Well, that's what they're doing when we're on the Coral Coast and they're saying all the Instagrammers are heading up to the Pink Lake that we looked at.
Yeah.
But this is tragic. This is a scene of tragedy.
Yeah, there's like photos of women in bikinis with like rolled down hazard suits, biohazard suits and like in their bathers. And, you know, this has been such a thing now around the world. Like it's in Auschwitz, they've had to put up a sign that says, when you come to Auschwitz Museum, remember that you are at a site where over 1 million people were killed. Respect their memory. There are better places to learn how to walk on a balance beam than the site which symbolises deportation of hundreds of thousands to their deaths.
The train tracks that brought the poor people in there.
Because people are taking these Instagram photos and the same thing's happening with Chernobyl now. So they're just saying anything could happen. It's just really changing the way people feel about these massive tragic events in history.
And of course, Chernobyl, a wonderful example of where the government tried to cover up a terrible thing, and it was only the bravery of whistleblowers that brought it to attention. That's not happening here.
So what's next? You know, where the dude was in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square, you know, for a selfie opportunity? It's sad,
isn't it? It's getting pretty gross. But Chernobyl, if you want to check it out, it is on Foxtel and it is streaming on Fox Showcase today at, That was last night, but it's still on Foxtel.
Oh, you missed it.
Sorry, you missed it.
Apologies. Now, Matt, you've been across this. Taylor Swift and Katy Perry's longtime feud.
Oh, yeah.
The two have been a bit catty to one another over the years, and I don't know if they even know why they were fighting, but the feud has been put to rest.
Oh, good.
The two are baking peace cookies, and they've posted publicly. Katy Perry posted a pic of home-baked cookies with the plate decorated with the words, "Peace at last."
Oh, good, good.
And Perry titled the pic, "Feels Good, Taylor Swift. Cookies solve everything."
Oh, I'm so glad that Tay Tay and Katie have got it together.
Did they kiss and make up? Maybe that was it.
And a very quick one for you, in case you checked this recommendation out when I gave it to you on Kimber's Net Mix and Chill. Russian Doll has been renewed for a second season by Netflix.
Are you going to tell me what's going on?
I keep dying and reliving the same night.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
You seem fine.
It is great. I cannot wait to see a second season. And creatives have previously stated they intend for it to go across three seasons, so we might be lucky.
Great show. It can be exhausting. She just keeps dying. I'm going, not again.
You know the feeling. I'll be doing it tonight at the Freo Social Club.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said so.
Daily juice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Sorting the winners from the Wooden Spooners. AFL footy tipping on the Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5 with thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
Register today. You could win the Mazda BT50 XTR for, the Big Boss Adventure Pack. Good luck.
You can still win those prizes too, even though we're halfway through the season.
I just want the notoriety. I don't even need the car. I just want the win.
Well, I'm winning out of us.
Yeah.
But that's still mid-table mediocrity compared to everyone else.
Well, I looked at it and I went, we got three this week. And then I realised it was the bye round. So three is not, it's sort of like average.
Yeah. And I've come back a little bit. But I've got a little bit of exciting, play-by-play moment this week because Jack and I didn't get our footy tips in time.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. Honesty in Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Jack and I, we were out living our lives, you know. We got things to do. We were busy and we didn't get the tip in time.
Yes.
And so Russell Reed
at
the West there, he's put them in for us. And the only one that he has chosen that's separate, different to what Jack and I went is that Freo game.
Okay.
Oh, were you going to go Port, were you?
We were going to go Port. Okay. So now I have this fun game I get to wait during the week to see whether Russ was right or whether we've missed out and done ourselves out of a point.
Well, I'm the only one that's gone Port because you've gone Dockers as well, Claire.
Yeah,
gone
the Dockers at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. They must win there if they want to play finals, I reckon.
Yes. A few injury concerns, right?
Definitely. Yeah, some
that's
of their best
why
players
I went Port, yeah.
Oh, also, mainly we need to update that photo in the paper, Matt. That doesn't look like anything like you anymore.
Who is that guy?
Have you seen, you wouldn't have seen this, but I'm doing the Freo Social Club tonight as a
comedy gig.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Comedy Lounge. And the photo they've used, I don't even know who that bloke is.
Is it 1994
just
or
it
something?
From the internet.
They've sourced it from my performance on Offspring.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Which, you know, I don't need to go into the character that I was playing, but it's, let's just say he's a long way from where I'm at.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, good choice.
Is that when you look like Eric Banner?
Yeah, and I've got this sort of little off the shoulder look going on. It's like, dude, I look like a bikey. That's what I look like, not that guy.
How do we get there from the footy?
I don't know. Probably, sorry.
No, you're good.
I just turned every conversation into me.
Well, that character too.
Yeah.
Okay, so get your footy tipping, tipping in and get involved. You might win one of the prizes. It's $1,000 is, there's a cash every week,
yeah,
isn't it?
Too right. Yeah,
brilliant.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for...
Oh, slowly.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Now, plastic bags. I mean,
evil plastic bags.
You know, and it's one of those messages that, we talk about, and I'm sure people out there go, oh, God, I'm so sick of hearing about plastic bags.
It's gone a bit quiet the last few weeks, hasn't it? Have you noticed that?
How's this? Yeah. How's this for a stat? 1 million plastic bags are used every minute.
Gross.
Right? Every minute.
Yeah.
And almost all are only filled once before they end up in landfill.
No reusables.
We do this with everything though, right? Toothbrushes. Like, we like to make temporary products out of the long-standing, never-breakdown products.
Yes, you only use your toothbrush once.
Oh, yeah. just the one time and then throw it away.
I know what you mean, though. Such a star, such a prima donna.
It is hard plastic, though.
Yeah, lifetime plastics.
We got to get rid of plastic bags.
Why use plastic bags when you know the world can't take it?
Yes, Tim, you tell them.
Take your canvas.
So a store in Canada has designed embarrassing plastic bags, plastic bags with so-called embarrassing things written on them,
right,
to hopefully discourage people from using them.
Oh, because that's what they're going to have to carry their groceries home in.
So, right. For example, Dr. Tiao's Wart Ointment Wholesalers, the Colon Care Cooperative.
That's cute.
And Into the Weird Adult Video.
Ah.
Right? The only problem is they're in such a cool font that I'd actually really like those bags.
And they become a fashion item.
But God bless them. They're trying. I mean, it is. And, you know, Justin Trudeau said, oh, we'll ban them by 2021 and single use. And it's just like this constant moving forward the date of when we're going to actually do it rather than the world just going, enoughski.
Yeah, yeah. People are getting better though, aren't they? Slowly.
Are they? I don't know. Yeah,
it does get confusing when you get the major supermarket chains and they kept changing their minds, remember? Oh, we'll get ahead of the game. Oh, we got too far ahead of the game and our customers have gone to the opposition.
Yes.
And they kept changing. And Coles and Woolies were responsible for a lot of that.
Yeah, but rather than just all of us turning up one day and go, guess what? They're gone.
It's done. There's
and
no dusted. Bags
There's
anymore.
No single use, triple use. They're just gone.
Oh, don't worry. That day will come. We're just too selfish to realise it's our generation it's happening to.
Yeah. Don't change anything. I like it just the way it is.
And there's a beautiful dolphin somewhere looking at one of those bags with a silly name or embarrassing title on the front of it right now.
Yeah, going, that'll fit perfectly in me blowhole.
Yeah, we're going, is that lunch?
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.